Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to wrap up this week looking at St. Paul's teaching from his letter to the Philippians today. It's from chapter 3, verse 17 and following. It's just been such a rich week leaning into and listening to, hopefully, the grace of the Spirit of God teaching us more about who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. One of the central themes, of course, is humility. We're talking about that all week, humility, humility, humility. I think the common understanding of it in the culture today is not what Scripture's talking about. Humility is a great virtue, and what humility does is it allows us to place ourselves under God's authority and not to resist God. It's a way of understanding ourselves and looking at ourselves and understanding that we're creatures and that everything we have of true value has been given to us. And that my full dignity, my full identity, my destiny comes to me as a gift of a loving Father. And my life is of infinite value. I mean, we don't often think of ourselves that way. You know, we all battle things like discouragement, anger, rejection, fear, despair. All kinds of negative things are part of this valley of tears that we live through on earth. We have our high moments and our low moments. And so we scramble to find things in our life, what I possess, where I live, size of my bank account, how many degrees I have, the friends that I have, you know, what kind of car I drive, the style of my clothes, my popularity. All these things we are tempted to grasp onto to kind of elevate us and to secure us and to give us some sense like, yeah, I'm a somebody. And those things, boy, they're a thin reed. They come and go, but they also are rooted in this earthly, fallen way of relating to other people. I have to measure myself against others, and I'm always scrambling to just get one foot up above other people, to sort of see myself as slightly above the herd or way above the herd, and that I'm special because of all these things I can point to see that I'm better. And so, I mean, that's just a deception, and it's a lie. All that stuff's going to pass away, and everything that we've been given, you know, if you're a great athlete, guess what? You know, you may have worked hard, but God gave you an amazing nature. I mean, he gave you great athletic gifts. If you're a great scholar, you know, you've worked hard, and that's good, and good. The Lord likes the work, and if you've done it in him, it's wonderful. But you've been given the gifts to be able to do that. Whatever we have that's of value, like that we value, it's not ours to boast in, as Paul said yesterday. He said, I just don't boast anymore about the fact that I come from the best bloodlines. I'm part of the chosen people. I was a zealot, a Pharisee, and I really had it going. Paul said, I just don't boast in any of that anymore. I used to take my identity in it big time, but I don't anymore because my identity comes from Christ. And everything of value that is what lasts forever and what the kingdom of God, the kingdom I now belong to, what the kingdom of God crowns and values and rewards is really different than what we're tempted to value and reward in this world. Remember, Jesus, you know, stated very clearly to us, we talked earlier in the week, in some ways the only virtue that Jesus declared about himself is a virtue or virtues that are not valued very much in this world. Jesus said, this is what I'm like. I'm meek and I'm humble. In my heart, right to the core, that's who I am. I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. And I want you to learn from me now and come and live like me and come and be like me. And you say, okay, Jesus, what does it look like? What does humility look like? Do I have to not like myself? Do I have to think badly of myself? What do I do? No, he says, humility he demonstrated for us is to turn our gaze toward God the Father, to bow down before him, and to make a decision by grace through the help of the Holy Spirit to set your heart on seeking him first and taking up and walking in his commandments. Remember Philippians 2, Paul said that Jesus humbled himself. So Jesus looked at you and he looks at me and he says, humble yourself. I say, okay, Lord, how do I do that? Paul made it clear. He humbled himself by becoming obedient. Become obedient from the heart, from the core. That's the concrete step toward genuine humility. Become obedient. Internalize God's commands. Internalize his promises as well. And live by them. Put first things first. Put the first commandment. I love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second commandment, love my neighbor as myself. Put these things at the center. And understand that you've been given the grace of the Holy Spirit. In your baptism, you've been given the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Faith, to abandon yourself to God in trust and to believe all that he's revealed and given to us in his son, Jesus. And we're going to walk in faith and hope. We can see God's plan, purpose, our destiny in the resurrected and glorified humanity of Jesus in the beginning of the new creation. And I know by faith that I've died with Christ, and I know I've been raised with him, and he's given me this gift of what matters most. And it's in me, and his power, and his presence, and his life is in me. And it's the down payment. It's the down payment of a full inheritance, of an eternal destiny that's right around the corner in my life. And I put my hope in him because faith shows me who he is, where he is, and what he's done. And what I see, I know because he's trustworthy and he's full of love and mercy that I will possess it one day. That's my glory. That's my destiny. And I don't want anything to get in the way of that. And so now I make it my aim to please him, and I know I'll stand before him soon. And how do I want to live? To live in love, faith, hope, and love. And love wills the good of the other. Love first says yes to God. Yes, amen and amen, Lord. Your will be done. And love wills the good of my neighbor. That means I have to say no to jealousy and envy and unforgiveness, resentment, hatred, revenge, all the temptations that are there, desire to put myself above other people, and to begin to see my neighbor not as a threat, not as a competitor, but as my brother, my sister, whether they know it or not. I know it because Jesus is showing me. And so there's a place where humility gets expressed. Stop treating your neighbor like you're better than he or she is, or that you're more important, or that your opinions are more important, or that you're more valuable because of the neighborhood you live in or whatever, right? You can see now, you have new eyes. And those eyes are seeing because of the love that's within you. And the humility that's in your heart to say, wow, all that I have that's worth anything I've been given as a gift. And his mercy has been so great in my life. He's forgiven me of so much. And every day has amazing value because every day he's drawing me one step closer to passing from this life into eternal life. So Jesus said, this is who you are. I've come to live in you. I've come to show you. And I've come to help you live a life that honors our Father in heaven, which is the whole point of life. It really is the whole point of life. Yesterday, I was thinking about the passage from 1 Corinthians 13 that we all know, mostly because I think we hear it in weddings quite often, you know, Paul's discussion, what is faith? If I believe in that, you know, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong, I'm a clanging cymbal. Love is patient. Love is kind. Paul lays out these things and even says, love never fails. I remember a priest at my oldest daughter's wedding, a priest who was preaching the homily that day at the wedding. They had picked that passage and he said, love never fails. He said, isn't that curious? He said, the reality is love always fails, human love. See how many marriages don't make it. Just see how we fail to love, even in marriage, right? But the love of God in Christ Jesus that's been given to us in the Spirit at work in us will never fail. God's love has triumphed in the person of Jesus Christ. It never fails. And so walking in that love is so key. Humility really, friends, orients us. It disposes us. It postures us, puts us in the right posture before God to receive. And that humility is a kind of silence and awe before God so we can hear him. We actually hear his words. We're not so filled with noise of our own self-importance or constant distractions, and we stand in humble silence before God, and we receive our dignity from his gaze, from what he gives us, what he's made us, how he's made us, and what he's given to us in Jesus. And we receive it in love. That's transforming, that power. That humility before, it's a posture, it's a way of existing and living and walking out our lives. And it's under the Lordship of Jesus. It's living in an awareness of how much we've received, what we actually deserved, but how much we received despite what we deserved because of God's love. And that these things are the real treasures of life. And that humility allows us to see, it opens our eyes. And it leads us down the path that Jesus wants us to go because we can see now. Paul says in today's reading, he says, you're citizens of heaven. He says, be careful about those who are constantly setting themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. They glory in their own shame and their own riches and the things that offend God, they glory in. But remember, your citizenship is in heaven. And from it, we also await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, let's ask the Lord. Lord, we ask you to help us step out of the rage and the anger and the disordered energy of life around us and the temptation within us to yield to it. Help us walk in humility to be like you, that we might love others the way you love them. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.